Friday, August 25th. In the office at San Clemente, went through a whole bunch of miscellaneous follow-up things. Wants Bill Rogers to take his wife to Japan. Wants the Utica speech edited and get copies out to people for follow-up. Was upset about the Washington Post crowd estimate of only 3,000 at San Diego when there were actually about 15. Wants to lock the Gateway West deal in San Francisco. Wants to use Over There as the music for the Nixon Now campaign song. Wants to get out a background story in the secret of our youth operation, which is that they run it themselves. He's delighted with the whole youth thing, and I think we've really made that point in the convention and the follow-up day yesterday. Wants to get certificates to all the people who participated in the convention. Wants to change the plan for airport and other arrivals to have someone introduce the president. Wants to invite Billy Graham for Sunday night to the reception. Wants Ehrlichman to get a writer to work for him, sharpening up his stuff. Agreed to have Laird out here Monday on the draft announcement, then to make the troop announcement on Tuesday. Got into a lot of the details on the celebrity party. Conley called, said he wants to postpone his Democrats deal for a couple of weeks, and he'll be out here. President invited him out here Friday night for dinner with Nellie, not knowing that we won't be back from Hawaii in time. Told me to talk to Conley about scheduling and his thoughts on that, which... But in a long conference call that Ehrlichman, Mitchell, Conley, and I had, nothing startling in that. Mitchell and Conley are both very upbeat. They both think everything's going very well. There's some concern about the GAO report and all that, but seem to feel we can ride through that okay. President's concerned about the press conference plan. He doesn't want the press to know that we're going to do it on Tuesday, and he's going back and forth on what day to do it. Also, whether to limit just to political questions or to all kinds of questions. He went around on that and said it should be limited just to political, and that I should tell Buchanan that for his preparation planning. Big flaps back and forth on the party again as Mrs. Nixon and Lucy change the plans from what the president wants regarding where the receiving lines to be, whether there's to be a platform for remarks and all that sort of thing. But I think we got them all ironed out. End of August 25th.